Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Monday, the 12th of June. This week in Battle Drill Devotionals, we consider what is needed to stand up for Christ in a world that is full of beliefs and ideas that go against him. Our Bible passage for this week is Matthew chapter 10 and verses 24 to 39. Today we're reading from the New Living Translation. Jesus says, "Students are not greater than their teacher, and slaves are not greater than their master. Students are to be like their teacher, and slaves are to be like their master. And since I, the master of the household, have been called the prince of demons, the members of my household will be called by even worse names. But don't be afraid of those who threaten you. For the time is coming when everything that is covered will be revealed, and all that is secret will be made known to all. What I tell you now, in the darkness, shout abroad when daybreak comes. What I whisper in your ear, shout from the housetops for all to hear. Don't be afraid of those who want to kill your body. They cannot touch your soul. Fear only God, who can destroy both soul and body in hell. What is the price of two sparrows? One copper coin? But not a single sparrow can fall to the ground without your Father knowing it. And the very hairs on your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are more valuable to God than a whole flock of sparrows. Everyone who acknowledges me publicly here on earth, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But everyone who denies me here on earth, I will also deny before my Father in heaven. Don't imagine that I came to bring peace to the earth. I came not to bring peace, but a sword. I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Your enemies will be right in your own household. If you love your father or mother more than you love me, you are not worthy of being mine. Or if you love your son or daughter more than me, you are not worthy of being mine. If you refuse to take up your cross and follow me, you are not worthy of being mine. If you cling to your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for me, you will find it. Amen." How do you see the world? What does the lens you look through look like? How we view the world influences how we see everything. It affects our view of God. It is a prism through which we see ourselves. It influences how we see our past, our present, and our future. It informs our view of money and time, even good and evil. There are many non-Christian worldviews that compete for our attention each day. We must be ready to stand up for Christ and for a Christian worldview. One popular worldview is materialism. This worldview measures success by wealth. How much you earn and what you own become the benchmarks by which you measure your life. But this goes against a Christian worldview. You didn't come into the world with anything, and God makes it clear you will leave with nothing too. You were made for far more than simply accumulating stuff and consuming what's around you. A Christian worldview sees wealth as an opportunity to be generous to others. God holds back nothing when he gives to us, and we should be the same with our generosity. We can bless others on God's behalf. We can be involved in the mission of God by helping and blessing those in need. as you think about these thoughts today, you might want to use this question. Who are the people in your life whom God wants you to bless today? I hope you'll join me tomorrow for another Battle Drill devotional where we think about true happiness, which comes from giving and serving others.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.